Thank you for this week.
感谢主为这一周来感谢你。
Thank you for your goodness to us.
感谢主你的美善。
That as we study your word, you will teach us.
我们在一起学习你的话语的时候，就求主你亲自来教导我们。奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Looks like some of our people are still recovering from Thanksgiving.
还有几个学生没来，肯定是吃太多了，早上起不来了。
All right, we are looking at different ways. We started 2 weeks ago. We're looking at different ways in which Scripture teaches us what it means to be a holy person.
大概两周了吧，我们一直在学习的就是圣经怎么教导我们怎么做一个圣洁的人。
And I told you a couple weeks ago that that is not some kind of special group.
我告诉大家，这不是一个特别的一个团体来做的事。
But it is God's plan for all of His people.
而是神对他的百姓就要求每个人都要做的事。
And so over the next few months, I'm going to be working through, sections of scripture.
所以往后这几个月我们就是一段一段的来看圣经里圣经来分段来解读。
And in each one of them, looking at some picture of how God portrays a Christ-like life.
在每一段里面我们都要看看神是怎么样描述一个像基督一样的生活生命。
And I hope that as we look at these, you will start to see that this is not some special group of people.
我希望我们这样学习的时候你会看到我们这样做不是说这个要求不是对某一个小的一个团体一小群人这么要求。
But that it's for everyone.
而且这种圣洁的要求是对每一个基督徒都要求做到的。
One of the things I hope you see, and we'll start seeing this today with Abraham.
我们今天是从亚伯拉罕开始。
Those of us, especially if we grew up in the church in Sunday school, children,
如果我们的孩子就跟小孩子一样，我们在主日学一起长大的话，
It seems like the Sunday school lessons always, you know, someone like Abraham, they're old, they have a long beard, maybe they have a halo over their head.
我们想象到在主日学里，孩子们了解到的亚伯拉罕就是一个老头，然后长胡子，头上说不定还顶着一个天使一样的光环，因为显得很就是很让人尊重的尊敬的这么个形象。
Sort of like in old Western movies.
就好像我们看到那个西部片里面那些老人家一样。
The bad guys always had a black hat.
那些西部片里头那些坏家伙都是戴一个黑帽子。
The good guys had a white hat.
然后那些好人呢，西部片里这些好人都是戴白帽子的。
You knew immediately who was good and who was bad.
所以你一看就知道，哎呦，这谁好谁坏，一眼就看出来。
And it seems to me that sometimes that's how we portray the people in the Bible.
有时候我们看圣经里的人物也是这样的，好像黑白分明的，这个是好的，那个是坏的。
And one of the things I want you to see is that someone like Abraham did not wear a white hat.
我想要大家知道的就是，像亚伯拉罕这样的人，他不会戴一个白帽子的，意思是
不是？
他也头上也没有顶着光环。
He had some huge struggles.
他也有他的生命中有很多的挣扎。
And I think that's important so that we understand that his life is something for us to see and live.
我觉得这点也很重要，因为我们看到亚伯拉罕，我们会想到他的生命也是我们可以看到，而且我们也可以这样过，是同样的生命。
So the idea that I want to give you this morning, to be holy is to walk with God.
所以今天早上我让大家记住的一个信息就是做圣洁的人，意思就是与神同行的人。所以整本圣经里面都是这样。与神同行。
First John chapter one.
在约翰福音的第一章六到七节。
Verse six, if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。
If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
如果我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。
Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Over and over through scripture, walking is used as a metaphor for a way of life.
所以在圣经里面从头到尾贯穿的，他说到这个同行，与神同行这个意思，实际上就是选择一种生活方式。与神同行的意思就是跟神有一个关系。
Back in Genesis 3.
我们在, 创世纪的第三章,
it tells us that Adam and Eve would walk with God in the cool of the day.
他说是亚当和夏娃在这个天气凉风的时候跟神同行。
It means they had a relationship with him.
他的意思就是他们跟神有一个关系。
They talk with him, they converse with him.
他们跟神谈话,跟神交谈。
It is very natural.
这是很自然的一件事。
It's not an uncomfortable relationship.
这个关系不是让你觉得不舒服的关系。
After they fall into sin,
但是亚当夏娃犯罪以后,
that relationship is broken.
他们跟神的这个美好的关系就被打破了。
Now they hide from God.
他们现在躲起来不敢见神。
Their relationship with God is damaged.
他们与神的关系被破坏了。
Their relationship with one another is damaged.
他们彼此之间的关系也被破坏了。
Adam blames Eve.
亚当就在抱怨夏娃，在批评他。
There is conflict between them.
他们俩中间开始有冲突了。There
will be conflict between their children.
而且他们孩子之间也有冲突。
And so all of our relationships are damaged by that sin.
所以这个罪就可以把我们所有的关系都破坏掉。
And the rest of scripture shows God restoring that relationship.
整本圣经别的部分都是 在讲神怎么样来重建这个关系，
making it possible for us to walk with him again，
能够让我们能够再次的与神同行。
I've told you and I'll probably tell you again over and over，
我一次一次跟大家可能已经讲过， 但往后还会一次一次讲。
But the picture that we see in Revelation is I guess in today's terms we would say Eden 2.0。
所以我们 在圣经启示录中看到的画面，实际上就是伊甸园的2.0版本。
It is bringing us back to what we had in Eden.
因为实际上这个启示录那些画面就是把我们又带回到伊甸园，重新回到伊甸园。
And I think that will include the relationship that we with each other and with God.
我相信到时候这个重回伊甸园就包括着包含着我们跟神的关系重建，跟彼此之间的关系也可以重建。
Our picture of heaven, I think, is often very, very twisted.
我们对于天堂的想象，我们头脑中的画面常常是被扭曲了。
Often rather boring.
而且常常是觉得天堂的生活好像很无聊啊。
A church service that lasts for eternity.
因为就好像是天天就在那儿敬拜，永远永远的就在那唱啊，那敬拜。
I've been in some services that felt like that.
我曾经去过一些教会，他们那个敬拜就是那样的，让你觉得哦，就是不停的唱啊唱啊唱啊，不停的敬拜。对我来讲，我真的就想，以后要是这样的话，是不是很无聊？But
Eden is a picture of incredible lasting joy.
但是伊甸园的这个图像应该是一个是永恒的一种喜乐的情绪。
And I think Revelation shows us going back to that.
启示录就是告诉我们，显示给我们看，回到伊甸园是什么样。
And so that relationship with God is restored.
所以我们跟神的关系得到重建了。
This morning I want to look at a couple examples of people who show us what that looks like.
今天我想用几个人的例子来告诉我们，就是与神同行是什么样的。
I want to start with one person just looking at one little bit, and that is the man Enoch.
我今天我们想要从这个人开始，就是从以诺开始。这个我们就看他的生活中的一点点。We
don't know very much about Enoch's life at all.
我们对于这个以诺圣经上的描述很少，所以我们不大了解他的生命是什么样。But
we know that he lives in the days before the flood.
但是我们知道他是在大洪水之前出生的。The
days when Genesis 6 is going to say that life on earth, man had become so wicked that God is sorry he created us.
在创世纪第六章里是说到地上的人如此的邪恶，以至于神都后悔去造他们了。
So that's the surroundings for Enoch.
所以当时以诺周围的环境就是这样的。But
in Genesis 5, this is what we read about Enoch.
但是在创世纪第五章里我们看到的关于以诺的几句话。 Genesis chapter 5.
Verse 24, he walked with God.
他在第24节，他说以诺与神同行。
He was not, for God took him.
后来神就把他带走了。
He walked with God, a picture of a relationship with God in the midst of this very twisted world he lived in.
就在当时他生活的那个扭曲的这个世界里面，他与神同行三百年。
The thing that I want you to see about this picture of walking with God in Enoch is a picture of the discipline that walking with God requires.
所以以诺与神同行的这个画面，我让大家想象是为了告诉你，他这与神同行实际上是一种自律的行为。
Now, depending on your background, you might immediately say, I knew this was going to happen.
可能你根据你自己的这个经验，你的背景，你可能想，哦，我知道这可能就是这样，自律是讲到什么呀？
Last week he tells us a holy life is something beautiful and attractive.
因为上周麦牧师跟我们讲到说，一个圣洁的生活应该是很美的，而且很有吸引力的生活。
Now here come the rules.
然后我们现在就得要遵守这条这些自律的这些规条了。
That's not what I'm going to do.
我今天并不打算说这些。
But I want you to see this about Enoch.
但是我想要看到让大家看到这一点关于以诺。
In English and I think in Chinese we don't have this picture in our language.
因为在中文或者英文之中，我们的语言之中可能没有这样一个图像。
So let me give you with apologies a short.Hebrew lesson.
所以我想给大家一个小小的一个希伯来文的课。
Because there's a verb tense in Hebrew that we don't have in Chinese.
因为在这个希伯来语里头有一个时态，就是我们中文英文中都没有的。
And it's used in this verse.
但是在这一句，就以诺与神同行三百年里，他用到这个时态。
In English, we can say that you did an action, you threw a ball.
在英文中可以说是过去时，哦，你扔了个球，扔过去了，过去。
We can say we received an action.
我们可以说我们接受了一个什么行动。
We caught the ball.
我们抓到了这个球。
In Hebrew, there is a verb tense that means to do and receive the action.
但是在希伯来文里，这个时态它就是可以比较复杂的表达，就是可以做一个行动，而且也得到了这个行动的结果。
I guess in English we would have to say I threw the ball to myself.
可以用英文来解释，可能可以这么说，就是我把这个球扔给我自个儿了。
But in Hebrew, that is one.Word.
但是在希伯来文里面这是一个词
very useful
就是扔球跟接球是一个词
I wish we had in English.
就是真我希望我们中文英文中也有这样一个时态
In this verse,
所以在
the word walk is in that form.
所以在以诺关于以诺的这一句就是你里这一句经节里他用的就是这样一个词
We could say it like this.
我们可以这么解释
Enoch walked himself with God.
好像以诺自己与神同行
In other words, he is both the walker, the subject, the one walking.
他所以用另一句话说，他是这个走路的人，他是主语，走路的这个人。
And he is the object.
他也是
the one being walked.
他也是宾语，就是说他也是神带过来跟他一起走路的人。所以他这个行动，他去走，也是好像是他发起的，也是他接受的这么一个意思。
Anybody here have a dog?
谁有狗，养狗的
？Do you walk your dog?
每天都要去，
right,
每天去遛狗。他说有时候狗是在遛我，不是我遛狗。所以这个画面就是这样的。以诺手里头他拉着一个牵狗的绳，他是牵着他自个儿的。所以他是自己在遛自个儿，就这个意思。
In a sinful world,
在一个罪恶的世界里。
He has chosen to keep himself on a leash.
他在这个罪恶的世界，他选择给自己拴一个绳子。
He won't do certain things.
他说有些事情他选择不去做。
My daughter has a dog.
我女儿有一个狗。
And when I walk with Stacy, she insists on bringing the dog.
我每次跟女儿 Stacy 去散步的时候，她总想要带着她的狗一起。
Which means a walk does no practical use of any kind of exercise.
所以对我来讲那根本就不是什么运动嘛。
Because the dog is going over here.
因为狗这儿跑跑那儿跑跑。
I think the dog has got a mental problem.
我觉得我们家那狗肯定是头脑有问题。
Because the dog cannot focus on where we're going.
因为那个狗根本就没法注重说我们往什么方向走它就是乱跑一气。
Here.
东跑西跑乱窜一气。
And so my daughter is constantly holding the leash, trying to keep the dog going the way we're supposed to be going.
所以我女儿就不停地要拽着这个狗绳，把它给拽回来到我们那条路上。
Enoch lived in a world that looked an awful lot like South Florida in 2022.
这个以诺所生活的世界就跟我们2022年的佛罗里达很像。
Temptations everywhere.
到处都是诱惑，到处都是试探。
And as a child of God, He knows his attention is doing this. Come try this, come try this, come try this.
他作为神的一个孩子，他知道他想肯定想要各样的事东西，尤其是有这个好奇心嘛。
I'm going to try to preach this morning about contentment.
今天早上我回头这个主日信息我会跟大家讲知足。
I woke up Friday morning.
星期五早上我起来。
And my inbox email from since Thursday when I checked it last had 97 emails.
然后这星期四晚上我已经查过我的信箱了，就星期五早上我的 email 电邮信箱里都有97封信。
Every store, every business that I've ever bought anything from sent me a personal letter.
每一个我以前就在星期五早上就那么一点点短短几个小时里，我曾经去过的任何一个商店，所有的商店都给我写信。发一个，而且是个人的信啊，就专门写给我个人。
All of them say to me personally.
每个人都是很亲切的跟我个人的在跟我讲。
Randall, you are one of our favorite customers.
啊，Randall, 你是我们最喜欢的这个顾客之一。
And for you only, please don't tell anyone else.
你别告诉别人哦，这个 deal 可就是给你的一个人的。
But for you only.
只是给你一个人的。
For the next 12 hours.
往后12个小时里。
And we can't extend it. My boss will be mad that I even gave this to you.
我的老板会很生气的，因为我给你这么好的一个交易。你所以啊，你就这12个小时之内，你赶快要去买这样。
I'm about to be disappointed. Did any of the rest of you get an email like that?
你们大家伙有没有收到这样的信？
No, I'll tell you. Yeah. Surrounded by things to take our attention and say, you've got to have this, you've got to have this, you've got to have this, you've got to have this.
所以我们周围这些事情都在拼命的要吸引我们的注意力，你得要有这个，要得有那个，有这个。以诺所生活的世界就是这样。
Filled with distractions that pull our attention away from time with God and a relationship with God.
我们生活之中都充斥着这些能够分散我们注意力的事情，让我们无法与神真正是同行。
Some of those things that pull our attention are sinful things.
有些吸引我们注意力的事情是罪恶的事情。
Some of them are not sinful. They're not harmful, but they do take our time and our attention away from a walk with God.
有些事情也并不是坏事，但是呢，它会分散我们注意力，让把我们与神花的时间都给夺走了。
Genesis says, Enoch.Himself on a leash.
所以《创世纪》里边提到以诺的时候，他是说，意思就是以诺实际上给自己拴了一条绳子。
Himself with God.
他自己让自己与神同行。
And I think that is a very important aspect of understanding what it means to live a holy life.
所以要去理解怎么去与神要有一个圣洁的生活，这是很重要的一个概念，一定要去明白是什么意思。
The self-discipline.
就是要有自律。
To say, I am walking with God, and that is more important than other things.
要必须要能够说我在与神同行，这比别的事都重要。
Other people in Enoch's day,
在以诺的时代，别的人。
We know from Genesis 6 that most of the people in Enoch's day said, "This temptation looks good to my flesh, and so I will take it."
我们在创世纪的第六章会看到，当时的时代很多人就说啊，这个诱惑，这个试探，看对我来讲，我在肉体上我很想要去享受，所以我就去做。
Did those temptations look good to Enoch's flesh?
这些诱惑对于以诺的肉体来讲是不是有吸引力？也肯定是有的呀。
The answer is yes.
肯定是也有吸引力。
But his relationship with God looked even better.
但是他与神的关系对他来讲是更好的事。
And so he said no to something that looked good.
所以他就会对那些看起来有些事情做的是挺好的事情，他可以跟他讲不。
To preserve something that looked even better.
他是为了保护一些对他来讲更好的事。
Dallas Willard said this, and I love this phrase.
一个神学家是这么说。
Grace is not opposed to effort.
他说这个恩典和我们的努力并不对立。
Grace is opposed to earning.
这恩典和什么是对立的？和我们赢得什么东西是对立的。
Let me break that phrase down. I should have put it up on the board. Let me break that down.
它是什么意思？
Our obedience, our self-discipline as believers.
我们作为信徒，我们对主顺服，我们这个自律。
does not earn God's favor.
并不是为了可以为我们赢得神的偏爱。
There is absolutely nothing you and I can do to earn salvation.
我们自己你我我们所能做的任何事情都不可能去赢得这场这个救赎。
We do not earn our walk with God by what we do.
我们不是靠着自己所做的事情来赢得与神同行的机会。
We are saved by grace.
我们是靠着恩典得救。
We walk with God by grace alone.
我们是靠着单单靠着恩典与神同行。
We are made holy by grace alone.
我们恩典也是让我们成为圣洁的唯一的一个。
And so Willard says, grace is opposed to earning.
所以他这个这个神学家他是说恩典和赢得是对立的。这是两者是不相容的对立的。
We don't earn, we are saved by grace.
我们是靠着恩典得救不是靠着我们的努力来赢得。
Grace is not opposed to effort.
但是他说恩典和我们的努力并不对立。
Our effort is empowered by the grace.
我们的努力是靠着这个恩典来加力的。
When Jesus says to Peter,
当耶稣对彼得说
follow me,
跟从我。
When he says to James and John, to Matthew, follow me.
他对着这个雅各然后约翰还有这几个门徒都说跟从我。
Do they put forth an effort?
他们有没有自己付上努力
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They get up, they get off their boat, and they walk away. They follow him.
他们就从离开自己的船就跟着耶稣就走了。这他们是要付上努力的。
Have they earned anything? No.
他们有没有赢得任何事情没有。
But there was an effort.
但是他们的确要付上努力。
Paul says in, I'm sorry, I don't have this reference, I think it's Colossians 1:29. For this I toil, I work.
保罗在哥罗西书里头 1:29, 第一章29节他说我为此努力。
Struggling with all his energy.
我就靠着神给我的能力力量我在这挣扎。是神的给我的力量。
That he powerfully works within me.
神是在我里面在这行大事。
Now, do you hear what he says in this verse?
你听到保罗说的是什么?
Is he working?
保罗在工作吗?
For this I toil.
他保罗用的这个词是非常辛苦的在工作。
That is a word that suggests labor, sweat.
这个词是说哎呦满头大汗辛苦的在工作。
This I toil.
他说为此我是很努力的在做。
Struggling.
而且是在挣扎着。
Is he working?
他在工作吗？当然。
Yeah, this is a battle, he says. There's a lot of effort.
他说这是一场征战，我要付上很大的努力。
Grace is not opposed to effort.
所以恩典和我们的努力不是对立。
For this I toil, struggling.
保罗说我在努力的工作。
And then listen to what happens in the verse. With all his energy.
他说我靠的是什么是神给我的力量都是神的能力
I am toiling, I am struggling,
我在努力我在挣扎我在工作
with God's energy,
但是靠着的是神给我的力量
that he powerfully works within me.
因为神在我里面努力的做工
Paul says I am toiling, I am working, I am struggling
保罗是说 我很辛苦 很努力在挣扎着去做
usingGod's energy.
我用的能力是来自于神的。
That he is working in me.
因为神在我里面做工。
There are two wrong ideas that believers can get.
一个信徒可以有两个很错误的观念。
One is the mistaken idea that walking with God, living a holy life, is about doing enough things to prove I am holy.
一个就是我跟与神同行要过圣洁的生活就意味着说我做只要做的足够的事情我就可以赢得让神说啊他过的是圣洁生活。
Here's a list of things I do every day.
我每天我就做这些事划勾。
To earn my walk with God.
是为了赢得与神同行。
Here's how long I pray.
然后今天我祷告这么久。
Here's how much I read in my Bible.
然后这我今天读经这么多。
Here's how many hours a week I spend in church and small groups.
然后这个是这每周我在教会啊在小组里面花的时间。一点一点每个划勾。
Here's a list of things I don't do.
然后这边有一列事情都是我不做的事。
Here's a list of places I don't go.
连这些地方我都从来不去的。
Check, check.
一个一个都划勾。
And that turn, does anyone see that as a beautiful holy life?
你们看这是不是一个很美好的圣洁的生活？
No,
这不是。
It's a whole list of,
他是列出一个清单，你看这些事是我必须做，这些事我不能做。
That's what I was responding to last week as we looked at the beauty of a holy life.
所以上个星期我们看到这个美好圣洁生活的美好的时候，我也提到这些。
But I find that we as humans are really good at going from one extreme to the other.
但是我们作为人经常是从一个极端走到另一个极端。
We just fly by the middle without ever even seeing it's there.
我们就很少在中间能够找到一个平衡。
And so I find that many people in reaction to that swing the other way.
我发现很多人就看到这样这一个 一条一条去画钩的这种，他觉得不对，他又转到另一个极端。
And one person told me, God will make me holy when he gets ready to.
所以有一个人就跟我讲说神会让我圣洁的，神觉得我已经准备好了，他就会让我成为圣洁。
There's nothing for me to do, I just wait.
我就等着就好了，我什么都不需要做。
And implied in their statement was, and I hope he doesn't do it very soon.
他这句话的潜台词就是说，我希望神不要那么快的就让我成为圣洁。
Because I really like the sins that I'm holding on to.
因为我喜欢我现在做的有些在神眼里看为罪的事。
And I know I can't keep committing those and be a holy person, so I hope God waits a long, long time before he makes me holy.
我知道我在犯罪的时候神不认为我是圣洁的，所以我希望神等啊等等，直到某一天一下子把我变成圣洁。
I was able to encourage them that with that attitude I did think it would be a long time.
我鼓励他们，就是说如果是他们有这样的态度的话，他真的需要等很久才能成为圣洁。
But that is not walking with God. There is no pursuing, there is no toil in that.
但是这也不是与神同行，因为他自己不愿意付上任何的努力，不愿意有任何的挣扎。
One is a realistic approach.
所以之前这列单子的这个做法。
The other is a lazy approach.
另外一个就是我什么都不做，我就等着神来让我成为圣洁就好。
It seems to me between those
在我看来，这两个极端之中才是以诺去做的事。
A discipline that says, God, I want to obey you. I want to walk with you.
这是一种自律，跟自己说，神啊，我希望能够与你同行。
And so what you show me to do, I will do.
所以你让我去做什么事，我就会去做。
Not because of a list of rules.
不是因为你列出这些我不能做，这个是能做，这些列出的一些规则。
Because I love you.
而是因为我爱你。
I want to please you.
所以我想要去讨你的喜悦，我想要与你同行。
And so I try to live in a way that I know pleases you.
所以我想要按照你能够讨你喜悦的一种生活方式去生活。
Enoch shows that.
以诺给我们显的就是这样的一个生命。
That we are not earning God's favor.
我们不是在赢得神的偏爱。
But we are self-disciplined.
但是我们有自律。
We walk ourselves on a leash. We don't yield to every temptation that comes along.
我们给自己拴一个绳子，就让我们有些地方不去做，我们不去向这些诱惑屈服。
Because we value our walk with God more than temptation.
因为我们认为与神同行比这些诱惑要更重要。
That relationship matters more to us than the temporary satisfaction.
因为与神同行的这个关系对我们要比这些暂时的这些身体上的享乐要好的太多了。
Let me move on from Enoch to Abraham.
然后从以诺我们再往下去看亚伯拉罕的生活。
Abraham shows us walking with God his whole life.
亚伯拉罕也显示给我们他与神一辈子都是与神同行是什么样。
First thing I want you to see from Abraham's life is walking with God requires obedience.
第一件事我们要看到亚伯拉罕与神同行的第一个记号就是他顺服。
Genesis 12.
在创世纪的第十二章。
God has called Abraham.
神呼召亚伯拉罕。
He has said, I want you to follow me.
神说我要你跟从我。
I want you to leave your home.
所以你要离开你的本地。
And go to the place I will show you.
你要去我给你指示的那块地区。
And listen to what it says.
你听听看圣经上怎么说。
So Abram went as the Lord had told him.
所以亚伯拉罕就去了，就像神告诉他的。
Now maybe you read through Genesis and those words don't strike you.
你可能在读经的时候，这些话并没有跳出来让你觉得有亮光。
But in my Bible, I have those highlighted and underlined because they are powerful words.
但是在我的圣经上，我把这些都用高光笔画出来，因为这些字眼在我看来是非常有能力的一些很有力的字眼。
Abram went as the Lord had told him.
就像神跟他讲的那样，亚伯拉罕就去了。
Here's why that is so powerful.
我想告诉你为什么对我印象这么深刻。
Where is he going?
他去哪儿了？亚伯拉罕。
He doesn't know.
他不知道。
How long will it take?
那去这地儿要花多久啊？
He doesn't know.
他不知道。
I hate that.
我是很不喜欢这样的。
Two weeks from now, I am going to Tanzania.
大概两周以后我要去坦桑尼亚。
I've already started packing.
我已经开始准备行李了。
Partly because I don't have suit at the last minute start, you know, fixing everything that I've messed up.
因为以前我都是我太太苏帮我来收拾行李，在最后一分钟她还会把我 miss 掉的东西都给我装好了。
I have seen all of the stops and how long I'll be at each stop.
我也在路上查过，在这个地方要停，在这地方要停留，经停很多地方。
And because I'm such a nervous traveler.
因为我出门的时候我总是很紧张。
One of the legs I have a short layover. I've even started already checking every day to see if that flight is on time, to see what are the odds that I'm going to get stuck.
我甚至就开始看这个有没有可能这个航班会错过什么的，一路就保证每一个经停的每一个地方它的航班都是准点到达。
And so when I read that someone went not knowing where they were going, or when they would get there, that just amazes me.
所以对我来讲，我看到有人居然是也不知道要去哪儿，也不知道花多长时间，这对我来讲这是太神奇的事情，我做不到。
There is only one way you could ever get me to do a trip like that.
你要想让我去这么一个地方，我只有一个办法。
And that is if I had an incredible trust.In the person who was planning the trip for me.
那就是说，如果给我告诉我要去这个地方的人，我要是对他有无比的信任，我知道他会把一切都计划得很好，我才会去这样一个旅程。
And I don't know anyone in the world that I trust.
这个世界上恐怕没有这样一个人可以让我这样全心全意的去信任。
Well, then Charlie is a travel agent.
但是我们查理弟兄是专门来给人计划这个行程。
Excellent. But honestly, if he said to me, I'm going to plan a trip for you, but I'm not telling you where it's going and how long it's going to take, I'd say no thanks.
我相信查理弟兄肯定是值得我信任的，但他如果跟我讲，我给你计划好了一个冒险的旅程，你就只管去。
I don't trust you that much.
我把所有一切都给你安排好，你只管去就行了。我肯定说，哟，谢谢，你是我的弟兄，我相信你，但是我不会去的。
And that tells me something incredibly important about obedience.
所以这就是让我看来就是一个服从的功课。
Abraham could obey God this way.
亚伯拉罕
because he trusted God.
亚伯拉罕能够这样服从就是因为他信任神。
I have found this in my life.
这个在我的生命之中。
And I have found it in many people that I talk to.
我也发现这一点就在很多我跟我聊过的人的生命中。
One of the reasons we struggle with obeying God.
很多时候我们在挣扎就能不能顺服神的这个挣扎之中是因为一个原因。
Is that deep inside we're not entirely sure we trust him.
因为在我们心底里我们不能够确认我们真的信任他。
We would never say that out loud.
我们肯定不好意思大声的把这个宣布出来。
We know he's good.
我们知道神是好美善的
In general,
通常他都是好的
We know he's good to everybody.
我们也知道神对每个人都很好
But we're not entirely certain.
但是我们并不是百分之百的就
确认 That he has my own personal best interest in heart.
我们不能够在心里百分之百的相信说神就是为了我百分之百的为了我好
We're afraid that perhaps in his big plan we're dispensable.
我们有时候就觉得，哎呀，神的计划那么大，那么多人，我可能神都会注意不到我。
And that he's willing to sacrifice me for the good of everyone else.
说不定神会乐意能够牺牲我，让别人得利益呢。
Am I right?
是不是这样的？我们心里可能会有这样的怀疑，对的。
Abraham.
但是亚伯拉罕。
And this amazes me because.Living in a pagan city.
这让我非常惊奇的就是亚伯拉罕当时生活的亚伯拉罕周围的都是一些崇拜偶像的这些人呢。
But somehow, he gets a picture of God.
但是他确实有这样有神的这样一幅图像在他心里。
That convinces him, this God has my own personal best interest at heart.
这个神能够让他确信他说神是给他的计划是对他是最好的。
And if he tells me to go somewhere, it's a good place.
如果神告诉我要去什么地方，那一定是个好的地方。 那一定是对我最好。
I have to confess, I'm still not there.
我还得跟大家承认，我还没到那儿呢。我的。
I am trying to learn to believe.
但是我一直在学习着去能够相信。
On a practical level.
是从一个实际的角度来讲。
That what God calls me to do.
神呼召我去做的事。
What he brings into my life.
他带进我生命之中的。
Is not simply generically good for everybody.
并不是说哦，这是这么普普通通说哦，对所有人都好的这么一件事。
But it is specifically good.
而是特别的，就是专门为我定制的，对我好的事。
Because he is a great enough God that he doesn't have to sacrifice one for the greater good. He can bring the best for everyone.
因为神是这么伟大的一个神，他可以让你每一个人都得到最好的，而不用说是牺牲某一个个体来去让别的人都得益。
Abraham believed that.
所以亚伯拉罕相信这一点。
And so he follows God.
所以他就跟从神了。
But at that point, I can start to become discouraged.
但是在那个时候，我可能就会有时候会觉得灰心。
I can put the halo over Abraham.
我可以在亚伯拉罕头顶上放一个光环。
The long white robe.
然后穿着这长袍。
And I can say.
白色长袍，我可以说。
I'm not Abraham.
我又不是亚伯拉罕。
So this doesn't work for me.
所以对我来讲，也不，我没法做到啊。
And I told you that part of what I want you to see over the weeks is that.What God shows us about these holy people is a model for us.
但是我想让大家学习的这几周，我们要重点要注意的就是，神让这些圣人去做的事，我们普通人也做得到。
So let me try to show you a little bit about what happens with Abraham.
所以我们来看一看亚伯拉罕做了些什，发生什么事，在亚伯拉罕身上发生什么事。
Genesis 12.
在创世纪十二章。
Wonderful faith.He follows God to a place he doesn't know.
他是凭着他这个信心，他可以，他跟着神到了一个他从来没去过的地方。
But then, very encouragingly to me,
这对我来讲很受鼓舞的是一件。
In chapter 12, verse 10, the halo starts to slip a bit.
这个第十二章的第十节，他头上的光环似乎滑下去了一点。
There's a famine.
那当时闹饥荒。
Abram goes to Egypt.
所以亚伯拉罕就到了埃及。
God has promised him he's going to make a great nation of him.
神已经就答应他，应许他以后他会造有个大国，成为大国。
And Abraham believes him.
亚伯拉罕也相信神。
But have you ever believed God, but nagging away in the back of your mind was some little bit of unbelief?
你相信吗？你有时候你说我信靠神，可是你脑袋后面总有个声音在跟你讲，有些东西我没法信。
And he says to Sarah something that your husband should say to your wife periodically.
所以他就跟这个他太太说了几句话，就是当然丈夫经常就会跟太太，你需要跟你太太常常这么说的一句话，听着。
Translate that evangelistically.
听着。
I know that you are a woman beautiful in appearance.
他说我知道你是个很美丽的女人，太太先生们都记住跟太太要这么说。
Chen's not here, but he's going to hear about this lesson.
我老公不在这儿，我回去会跟他说的。
When the Egyptians see you,
他说这些埃及人看到你
，Pharaoh's going to kill me so he can take you as his wife.
那法老肯定就把我杀了，这样子你就可以，他可以把你收进宫里做他的老婆。
You see the unbelief? Yep.
你看到亚伯拉罕这里的不幸吗
？God said, "As I told you, I'm going to make you a great nation."
神已经跟他讲，我要让你成为大国。
He hasn't had any children yet.
他现在还一个孩子都没有呢。
Basic biology lesson here. He can't make you a great nation until you have a child.
你生物学上你也知道嘛，要想要后代成为大国，他连一个孩子都没有，这还不可能啊。
Abraham's in no danger.
所以亚伯拉罕现在他并没有面临危险。
God already made the promise.
神已经跟他应许了。
But Abraham has a moment of doubt.
但是亚伯拉罕他显然是有一点怀疑了。
And so he lies.About Sarah.
所以他就关于 Sarah 他太太的身份他开始撒了谎。
We go further.
然后再往下。
Chapter 15.
在创世纪十五章。
Abraham is struggling.
亚伯拉罕又在挣扎了。
God said I'm going to make you a great nation.
神说我要让你成为大国。
I don't even have any children.
我还没孩子呀。
Chapter 15 he says God.
第十五章亚伯拉罕说。
What are you going to give me?
神啊，你要给我什么呢？
I don't have a child.
我也没有一个孩子。
The heir of my house is this steward, Eliezer of Damascus.
他说我这个房子里面就是管理的这个是大马色来的一个什么人。
He's the one who's going to inherit everything.
他会继承我一切的这个财产的。神说不是他。
I made you a promise.
我已经应许了你了。
I'm going to keep it.
我会信守我的承诺的。
We go to chapter 16.
然后到了创世纪第十六章。
And Abraham and Sarah do something very foolish.
然后亚伯拉罕跟撒拉就做了，就跟太太 Sarah 做了一个很愚蠢的事。
Something that I have done often.
我也常常犯这样愚蠢的错误。
Try to help God out of God's predicament.
我们想要帮神做一些事情，让神的这个应许能实现，我们要去帮神的忙。
Fix the problem God has gotten himself into.
我们就想要去帮着神来解决问题。
Any of you ever done that?
你有没有这么做过？
Did it go well for you?
这事儿做结果怎么样？不大好。
No son?
没儿子啊。
Sarah says, all right, let's take Hagar.
他太太就说那好吧，我就把我的这个女仆夏甲给你。
Have a child by her.
你就跟她生个娃吧。
That will become the heir.
那就成了我们的继承人了。
And Abraham? Yes, he's believed God.
亚伯拉罕是信神的人呐。
But he's still struggling with doubt.
但是他心里头一样的有挣扎。
And so in this moment of doubt,
所以在这个挣扎的这个不幸的这个关头
he has a son by Hagar,
他真就跟夏甲生了个孩子
Ishmael,
以实玛利。
You read the rest of Israel's history,
我们读了以色列以后的历史。
And you're going to see what happens when I try to help God solve a problem.
所以我们就看到当我们想要帮神去解决一个问题的时候这个后果是什么样
Because Israel and Ishmael are going to struggle.
因为以色列跟以实玛利以后这个在历史上就是一直在这挣扎。
But I'm wanting you to see that even this man of faith has to grow in his faith.
我想要大家看到的是即使像亚伯拉罕这样一个信心的伟人他也有在信心上挣扎的时候要成长。这对我来讲是很有鼓励的。因为我们每一个人在信心上都需要成长。有时候我们看到这个亚伯拉罕在创世纪十二章里面他这个这么伟大的一个信心。我们看到说要与神同行就要像亚伯拉罕一样与神一起同行。我们有时候会觉得很灰心说哎呀我做不到啊。
Yes, we can.
但是我想要大家看到的是我们也做得到。我们跟亚伯拉罕是一样的人。总是有高峰有低谷有我们的信心上也有挣扎。
The wonderful thing about walking with God is this.
但与神同行的奇妙之处在于
If I will let,
如果我愿意让神
when I'm walking and I fall down,
我在跟他同行的时候如果我摔倒了
He will pick me up.
神会把我扶起来的。
He doesn't say,
他不会说
Walking is not falling.
他不会说你看你好好走啊怎么摔跤了。
I'm just going off.
我你在地上趴着吧我走了神不会这样。
You can catch up if you're able to.
你可以后面跟上来你如果能爬起来的话你就跟上来神不会这么说。
If he said that, I'd be stuck.
如果神真要这么说的话我就完蛋了。但是如果我们允许神把我扶起来。我就可以再往下走。
So that's what we see with Abraham.
所以看我们看到亚伯拉罕就是这样的。
He keeps walking.
亚伯拉罕一直在是跟神同行。
Chapter 20.
第二十章。
The same thing again.
又一次发生了这个亚伯拉罕的信仰上的挣扎。
He's in Gerar and he's afraid again that Sarah's going to be killed.
他到了这个国家他又担心了说他太太是不是会被人掳走。同样的事他又开始撒谎。
I was reading a commentary recently on Genesis by a liberal commentator.
我在读最近读一个解经的，就是一个是自由派的一个解经家写的，关于这个创世纪的一些。
And he said, obviously, this is a mistake that it just the editor of Genesis accidentally put the same story in twice.
他说，你看，显然是这个创世纪的作者，这个在编辑的时候把这两个故事又重复了一遍，显然是搞错了嘛。前面发生过的事怎么又来了一遍
？And I thought, man, you haven't lived very long.
所以我看到他这个解经家的这些议论的时
候，
我说你老兄这个生活经验不够啊，他说我见到多少人都是一次又一次犯同样的错误。所以亚伯拉罕只是同样一个错误犯两次，这算不了啥，我自己同样的错误不知犯多少次。所以亚伯拉罕仍然在学习。所以亚伯拉罕在他的信心上也是在成长，而且他在他的与神同行的历程上也在成长。
Genesis 21, Isaac is born.
然后到了创世纪二十一章，以撒就出生了。
And then we come to Genesis 22.
然后第二十二章。
The hardest story I think.In Genesis and maybe in all of the Bible.
我想这个在创世纪甚至整本圣经里都是最难的一个故事。
When God calls Abraham his son.
神呼召亚伯拉罕把他的儿子献祭。
Now, we don't have time to go through the whole story and talk about it, so I will do that sometime perhaps.
我们没时间把这个整个故事跟大家讲，但是我们之后也许有找时间来讲一讲这个故事。
But here's what I want you to see in the story for this morning.
但是今天早上这个故事让我们看到什么？
Up until this point,
直到这一点
Abraham's walk with God has been like this.
亚伯拉罕与神同行的道路都是高低起伏的。
Moments of great trust,
有时候他是有极其的信靠神。
Moments of great doubt.
有时候他又非常怀疑。
And this is hard for us to accept.
对我们来讲这是很难接受的一个事情。
God loves us individually.
但是神爱我们是每一个人作为一个个体。作为一个个体来爱。而不是说整个人类，我就是爱整个人类。
He loves us enough that as individuals, he wants to draw us to a walk with him.
所以他爱我们每一个人，我们每一个人作为个体，他希望我们每一个人都与他同行。而且我希望我们不是在这路上一直在这个信仰的这个高峰低谷之中挣扎。
And so it seems to me in Genesis 22, and there's a whole lot of factors that we don't have time to talk about this morning.
所以这个创世纪二十二章有很多东西我们没有时间讲。
But at the heart of this test,
但是这个神的给他的这个试炼之中的中心是什么？
Is this.
是这一点。
Abraham?
亚伯拉罕。
Will you walk with me?
你能不能与我同行的时候，同行的时候是全心全意百分之百的委身。
Three times in this story.
在这个故事里有三次。
It uses a phrase that is rather odd.
他用了一个很奇怪的一个短语。
Take your son.
带着你的儿子。
Your only son.
你唯一的儿子以撒。
The son who you love.
你所爱的儿子。
That's a rather long way of saying take Isaac.
你就是直接说嘛，你就带上以撒就好了，为什么说这么长的一段呢？
Right? Yes.
是不是很就简单的讲带上以撒就好了。
And in Genesis, when there is a phrase that is convoluted like that, there's always a reason.
但是在创世纪里面，如果一句话是重复的在讲，它一定有个原因的。
Take your son.
带着你的儿子。
Your only son.
你唯一的儿子。
The son you love.
你所爱的儿子。
And go to the mountain I will show you.
到山上我指定你的地方去。
The same idea we heard back in Genesis 12, go to a place that I will show you.
就像这个创世纪12章里也提到，你到一个地方，我指示你的地方。
But that was a place of great promise.
那个地方是我给你的应许之地。
Now the same words, go to a place I'll show you.
同样的，他说到那个我给你指定的地方去。
But now it's a place of great pain.
但是这个地方可是让亚伯拉罕会觉得非常痛苦，献祭的一个地方。所以亚伯拉罕就服从了。他就带着他的儿子。
His only son.
他唯一的儿子。
The son he loved.
他所爱的儿子。然后就到了这个摩亚山的这个山顶上去。
And yes, we know from Hebrews that Abraham believed that God could raise Isaac even from the dead.
因为在这个希伯来书里头，我们看读到说亚伯拉罕相信神会让他儿子从死里复活。
But it doesn't matter whether you believe that or not. It's still hard to look at your son and say I have to tie you to the altar.
但是你想想看，你无论是不是相信你儿子会死里复活，你把你儿子捆在祭坛上，还是很可怕的一件事。
Third time in Genesis 21.
所以在创世纪二十一章第三次。
Who is he tying to the altar?
他把谁捆到这个祭坛上？他的儿子。
His only son.
他唯一的儿子。他所爱的儿子。
He makes that.
他就做出了这样的牺牲，然后神就给他送来一只公羊，让 Isaac 就不用被献祭了。所以从这个故事里，我想要大家看到的是，
From there on, we never read of a moment of Abraham's life.
从那以后，亚伯拉罕的一生之中再也不曾出现过高低起伏的情况。
In that test of his walk with God.
所以在他与神同行，这就是一个最大的一个试炼。
It seems to me that Abraham came to the point where Enoch had been.
这就对我来讲，我看到亚伯拉罕回到了以诺的那个位置了。
My walk with God is superior to me.
我与神同行比别的一切都要更重要。
Does he still love Isaac? Of course.
他是不是还爱他的儿子以撒？当然了。
But he understands that supreme love is God.
但是他理解了，他超越一切的爱是在神那里。
Part of the background in Genesis 22, I think, is this.
所以我想，创世纪22章的一部分的这个背景是这样的。
All of the ups and downs that we see in Abraham's life.
我们在亚伯拉罕生命中看到的这些高低起伏
are moments in which his love for the promise of a son and of a nation become more immediate to love for God.
都是在什么时候挣扎呢？就是他想到神给他的应许以后成为大国后代要多少多少，这种时候他看到眼前看不到啊，他这时候他开始有挣扎。
Because at heart we tend to be transactional people.
因为在我们心里头，我们都是会。做一个交易一样
I do this for you.
我为你做这个
you do this for me.
你就为我做这个
I take care of my children when they're young.
我照顾我的孩子他们小的时候我照顾他们
they take care of me when I'm old.
我老了以后孩子们就得照顾我
I push their baby stroller, they push my wheelchair.
我推着他们小的时候推着他们的婴儿车以后他们要推着我的轮椅走啊
I didn't dump them out, I hope they don't dump me out.
我没有把他们扔出去他们以后也应该不要抛弃我所以我们人都想要做交易的
I worship God.
我敬拜神
And he takes care of me.
神就照顾我
Transaction.
所以这都是我们都在心里都是想要做交易
And it seems to me that in Abraham's struggles.
所以对我来讲我看到亚伯拉罕在挣扎的时候
I follow God, I obey him.
他说你看
go to the land, I will show you.
我跟从神他让我说到那个应许之地去我就去了
Now, it's his turn.
现在该轮到神为我做事了
And that's not, that's okay.
这没有什么了
That's part of the maturing in our walk with God.
这是我们与神同行之中变得逐渐成熟的一部分
But Enoch,
但是以诺
and Abraham both reached a point.
和亚伯拉罕都到了这么一个点
where they walked with God for the joy of walking with God alone.
因为他们那时候与神同行仅仅就是为了与神同行的这种喜乐这就是这一切而已就是喜乐而已
No other reward is necessary.
别的这些奖赏都不重要
There's no longer a transaction.
都不必要所以这里就没有存在一个交易了
I am walking with God.
我就是与神同行
Because I love to walk with God.
因为我爱神我愿意我想要与神同行
But what do you get out of it, Abraham?
那亚伯拉罕你跟神同行你得到什么呢
Walking with God.
与神同行
But what's the reward?
那你得到什么奖赏呢
Walking with God.
与神同行
That's it.
就是这一点
That's the whole package.
所以这一切就是与神同行的喜乐而已
That is when a walk with God becomes.
这因为这种时候你就与神同行对你来讲已经是你得到百分之百的喜乐。
This week I have been reading a book that comes from the house churches in China.
我这周我在读一本关于中国的这个家庭教会的一本书。
And one of the things that one of the writers said,
这个有一个作者他是这样说。
We cannot serve God because of his promise to keep us out of prison.
我们不能因为说神我会把你神说我会把你从监里释放出来就为着这个原因去侍奉神
We can't serve God because he promises to keep us safe.
我们也不能是因为说神说我能让你安全我就去侍奉神
We must serve him.
我们必须是这样去侍奉因为我们爱他我们愿意侍奉他不是因为他给我们做什么我们与神同行也一样我们有这样的这个喜乐这样的这个优先我们可以与神同行
But it took Abraham a long, long time to get there.
但是花了亚伯拉罕很多很多年的时间才能到这一点。
And so I tell you this morning not as a condemnation. Well, if you're not there, something's wrong.
我今天跟大家讲这话不是为了说批判你说啊，你如果没到那个点，你一定是有什么东西错了。
and certainly not as a threat. Well, Genesis 22 is what will happen to you.
No, 也不是要去 警告大家伙儿，你看看创世纪二十二章的事儿，就是要发生在你的身上一样。
But I tell you that story for this reason.
但是是为了这个原因跟大家分享这个故事。
There is nothing in him was sorry once he reached that point.
你知道吗？
That was fulfilling in itself.
在创世纪中没有任何一个地方提到亚伯拉罕到了那一点之后他开始后悔了，绝对没有提到，他心里头是得到永远的满足了。
Thankfully,
我们很感恩的是
I am sure that I can promise you that God is not going to call you to sacrifice your son on an altar.
我相信绝对神绝对不会呼召你说让你把你的儿子献到祭坛上。
But he may allow difficulties, you know?
但是神会允许我们生活之中有困难，
And when those come,
这些困难来的时候
we can be tempted to think, wait a minute, I'm walking with God, he's supposed to take care of me.
我们有时候会有受到诱惑，会这样说，哎，等一下，我不是跟神同行的吗？神怎么能让这样的事在我生命中发生呢？
And part of what I want you to see this morning,
但是我想要大家看到的是
walking with God doesn't take away all of the hard times, all of the pain.
与神同行并不能带走我们所有的困难和痛苦。
But when you're walking with him in those hard times,
但是在这些困难时候你与神同行
you're still with him.
你还是与他同在的。
And that is its own reward.
这对于这件事情本身就是我们的奖赏。
Living a life that pleases God,
我们要过讨神喜悦的生活。
In no way guarantees a lack of trouble.
没有任何一个地方说这样的生活方式就可以保证你不遇到任何麻烦，但是它的确意味着说你永远有一个人跟你在一起，因为你与神同行，你跟他在一起。我们一起祷告。主啊，感谢你让我们能与你同行，感谢主你的耐心。我们都像亚伯拉罕一样，我们会有高低起伏，我们也有困难的时候，而且有挣扎的时候，但是你没有放弃我们，你是一直是信实的走在我们身边。感谢主，感谢主你的美善。在我们敬拜的时候，主啊与我们同在，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。